Chapter 25. Who needs it more? That day David went on duty at court. A case about the division of property of one couple was being conducted. The case seemed to him routine and boring, so he did not listen very carefully and thought about his own matters. He had been planning to buy himself a new expensive telephone for a long time, and this evening David and his wife were going to buy it. David continued to think about whether he chose a good model or not. Then suddenly a disturbance began in the courtroom. The judge announced the decision. He divided the property as follows. A flat iron, a vacuum cleaner, a bed, and a cooker went to the wife. A refrigerator, a TV, and a sofa went to the husband. It did not cause any objections, but there was another point because of which the disturbance began. It was because of a telephone.
"It's a very expensive phone, and I can't let my husband have it," his wife said.
She began to explain in details that she needed the telephone much more than her husband. Her husband became very angry listening to all this.
"But wait, it's my telephone," he said when it was his turn. "I paid for it almost half of my salary. Of course it must stay with me."
He pulled the phone out of his pocket to show everyone that the telephone belonged to him and it was in his pocket.
"No, it's mine," the wife objected. "You just stole it this morning."
At that moment, the phone rang. The woman pulled it out of her husband's hand to answer the call. Her husband was angry and pulled the phone out of her hand. He even had time to say, "Hello?" But then his wife pushed him and he fell and dropped the phone on the floor. His wife immediately grabbed the phone and ran out of the courtroom with it. Her husband got up and ran after her. David understood that it was time to intervene. He ran into the street after the couple to separate them. When he ran up to them, the husband had just grasped the woman's hair and she was biting his hand. With great difficulty, David separated them. They responded only when he took away the phone and asked them to return to court. The judge looked at the couple attentively and addressed the husband.
"If your wife is ready to take a risk like that for the sake of the telephone, then let her get it."
The husband turned red with anger, but it was useless to argue. The case was closed, and everyone slowly began to disperse. David has seen a lot in his line of work, but today's event made a great impression on him. He walked out of the courtroom and first of all called his wife. "Well, my dear, are you ready to go shopping?" he asked.
"Of course, I'm waiting for you," she replied cheerfully.
David was silent for a while. "You know what?" he said at last. "I've been thinking. Actually, I don't need that telephone that much. I think it would be better if we buy it for you." His wife was very surprised.
"Of course, this is a very unexpected decision," she replied after a pause.
"But let it be. I'm not going to argue with you," she laughed.